I'm really excited about today.
You are. You got a big smile on your face.
I'm excited for our listeners because they're going to hear you talking about one of your favorite topics, and you're pretty passionate about this.
And I know a lot of people are thinking it's football, but it's not football.
It's not football. Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Ann Wilson.
And I'm Dave Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com or on our Family Life app.
This is Family Life Today. What's your one of your great passions?
Speaking to men about being a godly man.
And I'm going to tell you, like, secretly, this is one of my favorite topics that you speak about because I think every woman longs for her man to get this and to understand it because we long for our men to really know what a godly man is.
Yeah, and I remember when I gave this message, it was on a Sunday morning at church, and, you know, I wanted to say to the women, and the wives and the moms and the daughters sitting in the congregation, they're probably thinking, oh, he's talking to the men today. I'm going to check out. And I was like, no, this is what you long for. And so this is a moment to cheer your man, your husband, your son, your father to rise up to become that man. So I think it's a really important message for women to hear as well.
Well, let me ask you, why is this important to you in our culture today?
Because I think the world is longing for men to be men. Boys, I think, and I say this in the message, don't know what a man is. And there's no vision for manhood. I didn't know what a man was until I went to the Word of God and discovered God has a game plan and he has a template, said this is what a man looks like. This is what a man does. And I'm not just saying it's this masculine, toxic, dominating thing. It's not that at all. It's a very tender, loving, spiritual
servant,
but strong, firm, where a man knows who he is and what he's called to do, and he lives that out. I tell you, when a man does that, it makes an impact on a family, on a church, on a school, on a locker room, on a city. I mean, and it's true for women too. When women know who they are and what they're called to be, it has an incredible impact. But obviously, I'm a man, and I, there's nothing more I love than just locking in with boys and men and saying, let's talk about godly manhood and how to rise up to become these kind of men.
And what about the single moms? Like, they don't have a husband. They don't have a man pouring into their child in their home necessarily. What would you say to them?
Well, I was raised by one, and she taught me as well as anybody what a man was. So I appreciate single moms. I mean, I love my mom. And my mom also had a vision to help me become a man, and she knew she couldn't complete that. So she brought other men in my life, coaches. And literally, I didn't even know this, but she spoke to them behind closed doors and said, will you pour into my son? He does not have a dad. Could you be his dad in this season?
I think even for moms with sons, I know for me, I'm like, oh, this is what it looks like. This is what I can cast vision for. This is a template and a goal that I want for my sons to reach. So I think it's beneficial to everyone.
Yeah, and I would say fasten your seatbelts. I get a little riled up at times in this message, and I would invite you to be passionate about it as well, as I call boys and men to be men. Most men feel, I walk alone, trying to figure out this manhood thing, trying to figure out what a man is, what a husband is, what a dad is. Most of us men sort of walk alone. It's tough in these days to be a man, to even know what a man is. We don't even know. It's so much confusing. You know, and as a boy, you're like, man, I just want to be able to look at a man and say, that's what a man is. That's what a dad is. That's what a husband is. And our culture doesn't even know. Isn't it crazy? You go out and ask people, like, I don't know. And so, you know, hopefully as a boy, you have a dad that you can look at and you go, that's what a man is. It's a man that I can trust. It's a man that's a good man. It's a man that you feel safe with. That's a man I want to follow. Guess what I find out? Most of us didn't have that kind of dad. If you had that kind of dad or you got that kind of dad, you should thank him and you should look him in the eye and say, you're a good man. Thank you. And thank God for that man, because you're in the minority. You understand that? In fact, you're in the minority right now, pretty much if you have the biologic father in your home. 33% of our homes, the biological dad has left. They're not even there. It's just crazy how our culture doesn't know what a man is. And many of you know my story. I grew up, my dad left. He was seven. I was seven when he left. He was a little older than that. But he walked out with another woman, actually women. And I don't remember a whole lot, even though he's in my life the rest of my life. But as I reflect back on what I remember as my dad, my role model, what I look to say, this is what a man is. Here's what I grew up with until I was seven, and I saw it even after I was seven. Dad was a womanizer. Some of you have heard this, but he actually took my brother and I, he was five, I was seven, even when we're 6 and 4 years old, on vacations with his girlfriends while he was married to my mom. Dad was an alcoholic. I do not remember a single night of my life in that home that he wasn't drunk. And he wasn't a happy drunk, he was a mean drunk. When he got drunk, he got angry and abusive. And my sister and I, she was 8 years older, she'd grab me and we'd run into my bedroom, shut the door and cover our ears because we didn't want to hear what was going on between he and my mom. He was a loud, angry, hot-tempered man when he drank. He was obsessed with money. Big houses, fast cars, the next deal. He was an airline pilot that rarely came home because he was always trying to find the next deal. That was my role model for what a man was. What do you think I thought a man was? Growing up, and trust me, our culture sort of promotes this. A real man who you can look at and say, now that's a man, is a man who's all about three things. Success. Oh yeah, when a guy gets it, gets the house and gets the paycheck and gets it, then he's a man. A lot of people say he's a sports, athlete. He's got, he looks good. He can perform on the field. That's a man. Or women. And a guy that doesn't get women, he's not a man, but a guy that does. I put it in three C's. When he has cash, championships, and conquest, then you're a man. Is that what a man is? No. We are absolutely bankrupt in this culture to know what a man is. And by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, but this culture is failing as men. It's more men in prison today than ever. If you're a man, you have a 11% chance to end up in prison compared to women who have a 1% chance. What's wrong with our culture? Now, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm fired up. This is manhood stuff today, and I'm just telling you right now, fasten your seatbelts. Nah, don't fasten your seatbelts. Get the harness thing over too. We're strapping it in and we're going there. Are you ready? I'm gonna talk to the men today, and we're gonna have the talk. You know what the talk is? The talk is like, I've been in NFL locker rooms with the Lions for 31 years and in every stadium in the NFL over 31 years in the visiting locker room. And when the team's losing and it's halftime, the coach has to give the talk. You know what I mean? I've heard this talk many times, actually. The talk is where you say, come on. We can't keep playing like this. We got to step up and be men, and we got to go out there. We're going to lose this thing. Right? I've told you, I've heard the talk many times. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. And the same thing is going to happen today. So here's what I need to say. I want to talk to men about a biblical vision and definition of manhood, which obviously applies to women as well, and husbands. And it doesn't mean this day is just for husbands and men. It's for everybody. In fact, we live in this culture, we don't even know what a man is. You talk about manning up. I got a text from my secretary, Debbie, in between the last service. She knows what we're talking about today, and she says, hey, sitting here at Panera next to two guys, one advising the other how to break up with someone. The one guy wasn't going to do anything, just stopped calling her. His buddy said to be a man, send her a text. No lie, unbelievable. That's the culture we live in. Okay, guys, I'm telling you, you ready? Daniel Boone's mom, legend has it that she said, and this is so true, a boy remains a boy until a man is required. You know why we don't have men today in our culture? Because nobody's called them out to manhood. Today's the day, fellas. I'm telling you right now. Today's the day. And I got to say this. Some of the women are like, wait. What am I supposed to do? Do I have to wait till next week? No. Let me tell you something, ladies. And you know this. When a guy talks to men about a biblical vision for manhood, guess who the beneficiaries are? Women and children. You're going to benefit from your man or your dad or your boyfriend or your husband or your son hearing what's going on today. Because if they decide, and they're going to have to make a decision today to become a vertical man, to connect with Jesus and become a man of God, it's going to change everything. Because see, the problem with our society is, you know, there's stuff going down here downstream. Well, where do you go to fix that? You go upstream. And guess who's upstream? Failing men. Now, let me tell you, there are a lot of good men here. There are a lot of good men in our society. There are. They're really good men. Men that you can trust. Men that you feel protected with. You feel safe with. And there's some of them sitting right beside you. And I tell you something. You better do this today. Tell them they're a good man. Tell them. Tell your dad he's a good dad. Tell your husband he's a good man. He doesn't even know if he believes it. He needs to hear that. But there are a lot of us that are failing our women and failing our kids. We really are. And we need to be called today to step up. Let me read you some things I wrote along with some things I borrowed from a pastor in Colorado named Jim Bergen at a church called Flatirons. And he said this, and I found the same thing, that so many women have asked me, and are asking, even in this church, they're asking this question, where are the men who actually do what they promise? Where are the men who don't leave when times get hard? Where are the men that when they get angry, the family feels more safe because they know his anger is directed at protecting them, not hurting them? Where are the men who want to love me, not just get in bed with me? Where are the men who really walk with God, not just say they walk with God? Where are the men who are not just childlike, pouting boys who want to get their way? Where are the men who obey God's word rather than pick and choose verses of the Bible that they think apply to them? Where are the warriors who will protect me and my children? Because all I've seen are men who are bullies or wusses that don't make me feel safe. Where are the men who will actually lead me spiritually? Where are the men who make me feel safe? Where are the men that I can trust when I'm alone with him? Where are the men I can trust when he's alone by himself? Where are the good men? Tell you what, there's a lot at stake here today, fellas. There's a lot at stake, because how we go, men, is how the culture goes, how our family goes, how this church goes. And let me say this, ladies, as you're sitting beside your guy or your boyfriend or your husband or your dad or your son, please don't be doing this the whole thing. Yeah, you hear that? You listen. Don't do that. You may have already figured this out, but when a woman pushes a man, it doesn't work. We rebel against that. We hate that when a woman tries to tell us how to be a man. In fact, you may already know this, ladies, but only a man can help a boy become a man. A woman can't. There's nothing against women. I had a single mom, and she was incredible. But she knew that she could only raise me from fetus to boyhood. It took a man to take me from boyhood to manhood. And she got men in my life. She literally asked coaches, I never knew this, to become my dad for that season. She asked music directors and other men to pour into me because she knew that this young boy won't become a man in the presence of just women. It takes men to do it. So before I jump in, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about two characteristics of a vertical husband or a vertical wife. But let me make one last comment. And the comment would be this. I need to say to the single ladies, if you are dating or even thinking about dating a guy that doesn't exhibit the characteristics I'm going to talk about here in a second. So as you listen to these, if you're thinking, man, that's the guy I'm with, you stay with that guy. And if he doesn't have these characteristics, I got one word for you. Run. And run fast. You hear me? I'm not kidding. You're dating this guy, and he's not living this stuff. I mean, he may say that's who I am, but he's not doing it. I'm telling you, don't trust what a man says. Trust what a man does. It's the only thing you can trust. You run, and you run quick. And I know you're thinking, yeah, but if I do that, I'll never have a date. You lower the bar so low, it's like, yeah, but this guy makes me feel, you know, feel good. He's so cute. That's a really low bar. Because you want to know the definition of a painful life? I'll tell you what it is. Marrying a boy. And there are women right there who are saying, yep, I would just, some of you moms just grab your daughter and you say, you listen to this bald guy. He's speaking the truth. It's true. You run and you run fast until that boy becomes a man. Because I wrote this real quick yesterday afternoon. Here's the difference between boys and men. You ready? It's going to come up on a slide. Boys take, and by the way, single ladies, you listening? All ladies, you listen? Men, are you listening? Boys take, men give. Is that true? Boys take, men give. Boys ask, does it feel good that I'm going to do it? Men ask, is it right? Boys are all in as long as it goes the way they want. Men are all in until they finish what they started. Boys are about self-indulgence. Men are about sacrificial love. Boys are passive. Men show up. Boys expect others to provide what they lack. Men look around to see where something's lacking and provide. Boys consume, men produce. Boys are born, men are made. They're actually trained. Boys cheat, men honor their promises. Boys don't control their lust. Men choose to control their temptations. Boys choose anger fits. I chose the word choose because it doesn't just happen. You choose anger. Boys choose anger fits. Men choose paths to peace. A boy thinks his life is all about him. A man knows his life has been given to him to serve others. Ladies, find a man, not a boy. And if you're married to someone, and you're sitting here going, man, he's a boy. Let me talk to your husband. Today's your day, fella. You don't have to stay a boy. It's a decision that you make right here today to say, I'm taking the first step to manhood. You know what the first step is? You go vertical. It's the strongest move you'll ever make as a real man is on your knees. It's a move of surrender. Victory, as crazy as it sounds, for all of us, and especially for men today, comes when you surrender to Jesus. In fact, I'm going to give you two characteristics, and I just say it this way. The first one doesn't sound like it's the characteristics, but I'm saying the same thing. Here's the first characteristic of a vertical man. A vertical husband or a vertical man is sexy. I'm going to redefine sexy for you, okay? Because when we hear sexy, we think, oh, man, that's a body, and that's perfect abs and perfect shoulders and a chest like mine. You're looking at it right here. Here it is. That's not what a woman's looking for. Well, I mean, some of the ladies are like, yeah, I am. Well, that's not all you're looking for. Here's what I've discovered. My wife will come up here in a minute. She's told me this. Other ladies that, you know, you hear from and Ann's talked to around the country as we speak about this, you find out that Christian women really want a man, right, ladies, that walks with God. Because a man who connects vertically with God, who goes to God first, who finds life in Jesus, is a man you can trust. Now, again, it's like, wait, I know a lot of guys that say that and you can't trust them. Well, guess what? They're not really going vertical first. There are a lot of guys that say they're Christians. A lot of guys that say they're men of God. A man of God walks it. Not in our own power, in his power, but they are men. I wrote in my notes. Okay, when I go vertical, when I'm walking with God, what happens in my life? How does this affect my home? I'll tell you what happens. I win over sin. Do I struggle? Yeah, sin struggle doesn't go away. I have victory. Why? Because of the power of God vertically coming through my life, I win over sin. Do you think that affects my wife? Sure does. Do I win over lust? Yeah. Does that affect her? Yeah. Am I looking at porn? No. Does that affect her? Yeah. I know my true identity and I walk with freedom and confidence. Think about that. Most men, even men here, don't know who they are. And they're trying to get their identity from their wife or from their job, someone else. When I connect vertically first and I know who God is and I know who I am, I walk in confidence. And freedom, you think a woman wants a confident man? She doesn't want a proud man. She wants a weak man that finds his confidence in Christ. When I walk with God, I'm other-centered. I step into situations where a man is needed. Do you hear what I said earlier? Boys are passive, men show up. So here's the thing about boyhood and manhood. It has nothing to do with age. Does a boy become a man at 13? 16? No, you don't know. In our culture, you have no idea. There are guys in their 40s and 50s that aren't men. They're boys that are really hairy. It's just crazy. Because boyhood and manhood has nothing to do with an age. It has to do with when you start acting like a man and connecting vertically with God and not being passive, but showing up. When I connect with God, I lead in my home. Look at this. I'm tender. I'm not harsh and impatient like I often will be when I'm not connecting with God. But when I find strength in God, I'm tender. I have a deep sense of contentment and joy. Guys, we should be discontented in our walk with God. We should want more and push for more. We should be contented in our life and find joy. But our society's flipped. Most men are content with their walk with God. Yeah, I'll show up to church once a week, no big deal. I don't want too much of Jesus because then it'll really affect my life. And your wife is like, no, I want a lot of Jesus in you because when you walk with God, you're the man that is appealing to me. I want to become so irresistible to my wife as a man of God that she starts chasing me around the house tonight.
You're listening to Family Life Today, and that's a message that Dave, my husband, gave in 2015 in a sermon at our church. And Dave, did it work? Did that happen that night?
I wish I could remember.
I don't remember.
I'm going to remember good things. Yes, you were chasing me around the house. I don't know if you caught me or not, but it was a good Sunday night. But I mean, the idea, because you've told me this.
It's true.
So many times is that when I walk with God, it's like I am irresistible. And obviously, I was making fun that it's like a physical thing, but you're talking, what is it about a man walking with God that draws others, including his wife and kids, to him?
The first thing that comes to my mind is you display the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That fruit is irresistible. And what it does is it makes us as women, me as your wife, I think, I want to follow you. You're serving, you're patient, you're kind. Like, that's attractive to any person, and especially to your wife.
I think we've lived in a culture that says if a man is overly spiritual, he's weak.
Yeah.
And he's not like a manly man. And
he's wimpy.
The opposite is the truth. The stronger a man is in Christ, like I said, he's sexy. In other words, a woman is drawn to that, and I think everyone is.
And I'm going to just be truthful. I think women are tired of feeling like they're the ones that are upholding the spiritual dynamic of the home or even setting the spiritual temperature for the home. We want to partner with our husbands and not feel like we're dragging them with us.
Yeah, so it really is a call for men to be men and to step out and watch what God does.
I have to believe that most of the guys who are listening today are guys who want to be good husbands, good dads. We want to be effective and successful at home. And what Dave Wilson's saying is that if that's true, the place to start is in our relationship with God, pursuing Him, becoming a godly man. To try to be a good husband and a good dad without going to God first, well, that's like trying to patch up a tire that's got leaks in it instead of replacing it with a brand new tire. We need to start with new hearts, new lives, and then let God work in and through us to serve our wives and our families. Dave and Ann have written about this in a book on marriage called Vertical Marriage that points us upward. If we want our marriages to be what God wants them to be, we have to start by going vertical. We've got copies of the Vertical Marriage book, and there's a Vertical Marriage small group series available as well. Go to familylifetoday.com to order the book or to get the small group series to go through with other couples. Again, the title of Dave and Ann Wilson's book is Vertical Marriage. You can order it from us online at familylifetoday.com or call to order at 1-800-FL-TODAY, 1-800-358-6329. That's 1-800, F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. Our goal here at Family Life is to do everything we can do to help effectively develop godly marriages and families. We believe that godly marriages and families can change the world one home at a time. And so everything we do is designed to bring practical biblical help and hope to you for your marriage and for your family. If you're a longtime listener, if you've benefited from what you hear on Family Life Today, can I challenge you to join the team and make this program available for other listeners in your community and all around the world? Make a donation today online at familylifetoday.com or call us to donate at 1-800-FL-TODAY. Help us reach your neighbors and people all around the world with the same kind of practical biblical help and hope for their marriage. When you do, we'd love to send you a book by Trevin Wax called Rethink Yourself. It's all about understanding our identity in Christ. Really, it's central to what Dave has been talking about today, going vertical in our relationship with God in order to be effective in our relationships with one another. Again, Trevin Wax's book is our thank you gift to you when you make a donation today, and we look forward to hearing from you. And we hope you can join us again tomorrow when we're going to further explore the impact it can have on a marriage and a family when a husband, a father, goes vertical, when he commits himself to being a godly man. We'll hear more from Dave Wilson tomorrow. Hope you can be with us for that. On behalf of our hosts, Dave and Ann Wilson, I'm Bob Lapine. We'll see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a production of Family Life, a Crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.